Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are doing the shows for the foreseeable future from our homes. And hopefully everything sounds all right. You're always welcome to text in 67974. Hockman in Boca, Crowder in Davie. I don't know where Gino Toretta is. Is he in Coconut Grove, I'm guessing? Gino Toretta. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Are you in Coconut Grove, Gino? Is that where you live?
I am not home. I am home. I'm not in Coconut Grove. I'm technically in unincorporated Dade County, which is about five houses from the Coral Gables border. So
gotcha.
Behind Chicken Kitchen, if you remember the area, Red and Sunset area.
Oh, do I love me some Chicken Kitchen and some mustard curry sauce. Gino Toretta is the Heisman Trophy winner, national champion two times, I think, member of the College Football Hall of Fame, a friend of the program, and as long as you mention where you are, very close to Coral Gables, a sad piece of news yesterday. I mentioned this earlier in the show. Tony Roma's has closed its final Miami location. Can you speak on, you know, I went to UM 87 to 91. When did you go, 86 to 90?
God, Hawk, I'm younger than you are. I went 88 to 92.
I feel like I'm aging better than you, and I'm not aging better than many people.
You know, I don't know what mirror you're looking into, but I don't think that's true at all.
Well, certainly not with this pandemic. This pandemic, man, I am growing man boobs out of the out of my shirt. But you can speak to it. In our day at University of Miami, Tony Roma's was the spot.
Oh, yeah, that was, I mean, in our day, remember that was pre-Cocoa Walk days. I mean, there really wasn't many places to go to. Heck, I remember my recruiting visit. We went to someplace, Club Oz. I think that was in the 180s on US-1, way the hell down south. But, yeah, Roma's, in my eyes, is dead for a long time because I think there's a TD Bank or some bank on the corner of Ludlam and US-1 now. So, yeah, I'm not sure I ever ate in Roma's. I know I imbibed on some drinks.
Right, people don't realize that was the late night party was at Roma's. Do you remember the keyboardist?
No. If it's normally late night, I might have, you know, not remember much of going in there.
There was a guy named Brooks Reed.
It was dark as
Brooks
hell,
Reed.
I know that.
Brooks Reed was he would play the tunes, and that place was a party spot.
It's dark. 3 in the morning, Hawk, and you're over there by the pianist?
Yeah, man, I got to hear
Hey, Channing, I'm not worried about the name of the guy running the DJ booth, if you know what I mean.
Sorry I wasn't on the football team, fellas. Sorry my college football experience may have been a little different than the Heisman Trophy winner and the All-American out of Florida.
I was worried about, am I going to get some baby back ribs and some french fries before the kitchen closes or not?
Yeah, but the onion loaf. How about the onion loaf?
It's all solid at 3 in the morning.
Are y'all talking about food for real, or is this slang? It's 3 a.m. We know what we're trying to do.
Listen, in my world, the onion loaf was actual fried onions. In Gino's world, probably not. Gino Toretta's with us. All right, so Tony Romo's is closed in Miami. I do want to ask you a couple of football things. And for a lot of people that don't know, Gino has a broadcast company, Touchdown Radio. First of all, you're in your business, obviously, dependent on broadcasting college football games. Do you think that the college football season is going to start on time? Have you received any kind of direction?
I have not. I mean, I'm going to say I assume it is. I mean, we're talking about September, but I think it's critical that we continue. I think the whole shutdown and the social distancing, I mean, you know, where I grew up in California, I mean, they did it, I think, a lot longer than we have. I don't even know if our state is completely shut down. It's more just Miami-Dade County taking more precautions than the rest of the state. But I think the only way to stop this thing and to make sure that I think football starts on time is, you know, to end the spread, to make sure we can, you know, test everybody that's, you know, got it, and they quarantine them or isolate them, do whatever. But, you know, I don't think that, you know, there's direction. Now, I think there's enough time to get prepared, you know, after once it's all said and done. I mean, heck, remember last year when Fitzpatrick showed up? He looked like he had a half a keg in his under his shirt when he showed up to run sprints. So, you know, he made do all right with less time.
It's funny, Gino, I was going to ask you, is it more of like the organizational stuff with just football, period, college, NFL, the organizational stuff, not being able to, you know, to really see the recruits and see the draft guys, you know, see the guys you want to look out, you know, to recruit to college or even draft in the NFL, or about the players? Like, bro, I would not trust myself for 3 or 4 months not to have a workout plan. I would be 290 pounds. I think that's the bigger concern, right?
Well, we're pre-internet, I think, workouts. I've actually, that's one thing I've managed to continue to do. The only thing to keep my sanity, I got the Peloton app, and I either go for runs outside or work out in the house. So, you know, I assume most guys are doing that. I think with UM, I think the concern is you have a new offensive coordinator. So, to me, that's a new language that you got to teach guys. You've lost spring practice. You know, how much time are you going to have to prepare in the summer? Is it as soon as it's clear you go back in and then you're full time? I think with the NFL guys, I think it's less. I mean, I get where you're saying I don't trust myself, but you know as well as I do, when money starts coming into play, you know, guys make sure they're going to be, you know, somewhat ready to play, you know, once camp rolls around and things like that. But I'm concerned with UM is, you know, how do you install a new offense and how do you evaluate players? You have a quarterback that's just got here from a different school. And would they have 3 or 4 practices? And then it was all canceled.
Gino Toretta is with us. That's the disadvantage for teams that have made some wholesale changes. If you're returning most of your guys, most of your staff, you're going to be way ahead of the game this season, right? And that's nothing that can really be overcome.
Yeah, way ahead. I mean, that, but you know, I think that the other thing, and Channing, you know, mentioned, obviously, you know, guys are going to come back in shape, I think. You know, I think the critical thing is there's nothing compares to practice and the physicality of actual practice and going through stuff because, you know, how many times we see a guy hold out and, yeah, he shows up in shape and then he starts going through a full contract drill or gets lit up and all of a sudden he's hurt and he's out for 3 or 4 weeks. Those are the kinds of things you have to be concerned about. And if you kind of crunch down preparation time, you know, it takes a while for your body to prepare for all those collisions and trying to accelerate and, you know, zero to 60 speed or as fast as guys run nowadays and stop, that you put a lot of stress on your body. It's not normal.
And is that kind of what, like Hawk's saying, where the veteran teams or the veteran coaches, that's who's going to benefit from this because they have their implemented system. Like you said, UM changing OCs, you know, and then honestly the DC situation, knowing that Manny, I believe, is going to get more involved. Is that where you'll be more concerned as a football program when those wholesale changes? And do you anticipate those solid teams, the Alabamas, the Clemsons, the teams that are already on top, will stay there? There won't be any dark horses this year, but, you know, with this corona effect.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we don't know. I just think, like, you know, Channing, with pros or college, it's hard to – you can't evaluate. So, you know, whether you're, you know, let's say you're a free agent rookie signing and you know what, somehow you fell through the cracks, you're going to get less of an opportunity to go out there and prove your mettle. I think in college, the same thing. You're a young kid, you know, maybe talent-wise, and you can pick it up and you're going to be better, but the coach is not going to trust somebody that they've never seen do it, nor have they put through the rigors of enough practice and enough, you know, different scenarios with a field, especially a quarterback, that they're going to feel comfortable, you know, you going out there and playing. So I think, yeah, the more experience, the better. You don't have, you know, offensively, you don't have to teach them a new language. Defensively, you don't have to worry about, you know, I know what, if I'm your coach and you're in your fourth year, I know what your strengths and weaknesses are and how I can game plan, you know, around the best 11 I can get on the field. If you haven't seen guys practice, you know, and they're rookies or free agents, you're like, okay, well, I think this guy could do this. And, you know, you get exposed in a week or two, and then all of a sudden, okay, well, back to the drawing board. What I thought we got, we didn't get. So, you know, the experience definitely has an advantage, or will.
Gino Toretta is with us. I mentioned earlier you've got a broadcast company, Touchdown Radio. You broadcast college football games. So you've watched all the guys that are coming out in the draft, and will remains to be seen whether the draft will take place as scheduled. But if everyone's healthy, let's say Tua, there's no questions about his health right now. That doesn't mean that long-term durability is not a question. That's always going to be a question. But the health right now is fine. Out of Tua, Burrow, Love, Herbert, you've watched all these guys. Who's going to make the best NFL quarterback?
The guy with the best 10 guys around him. I know that's a cop-out answer, but that's my always answer. Who's going to be the guy that's the best? I mean, you know, we could go back to Peyton Manning being the first pick of the draft, and people were like, well, he was great. He wasn't great as a rookie. And can we talk about the guys he had around him? He had Dallas Clark at tight end, Marvin Harrison in the Hall of Fame, Reggie Wayne on the cusp of the Hall of Fame, Edgar and James in the Hall of Fame. Okay, that's a pretty good supporting cast, you know, that is there to, you know, obviously help the quarterback to develop. I think, you know, Burrow had one of the most magical seasons in college football last year, just an amazing player. I think Tua is magical, you know, as far as, you know, the things that he did, even as a true freshman. My question, even if Tua didn't have the major hip injury, there were questions about his durability because he got banged up, you know, in the years that he was playing at Alabama, and his size is, you know, obviously that's going to be a concern. I think, you know, the questions with Herbert. Herbert's got the physicality of, you know, with all the best guys. He's 6'6". He can run. He can sling it. My question is he seems, you know, very laid back, not vocal. And if you remember Marino on a field, that's the exact opposite of Marino on a field. You know, I mean, Marino was in a guy's face if you ran the wrong route, dropped the ball, did whatever. And at times you need that. You know, I think you need that at quarterback. So I would probably, you know, I guess question that. But, you know, I think, listen, these guys are only going to be as successful as the team that they have around them, especially, you know, when they go right in, you know, as a first or second year guy.
Geno, Rivers, Brady, Bridgewater, Cam, Foles, Tannehill re-signed, Marcus Mariota, crazy offseason for quarterbacks. Who do you think is going to do the best? Who do you think is the best situation to ball out and prove that their move was the right decision?
To me, I mean, it's hard not to say Brady. You know, to perform as well as he has for as long as he has, you know, and everybody said, well, his skills have diminished. I don't see he's accurate with the ball. Now all of a sudden, you got a guy, was it Mike Evans, a big wideout at Tampa. I mean, you know, he hasn't played with, has he played with a top flight, you know, Hall of Fame wideout, you know, since Randy Moss? And that was only
Moss.
One season, you know. I mean, that was a while ago.
One game.
Yeah, I mean,
against the Dolphins.
I just, to me, is it, and the thing that I like, Bruce Arians, the head coach, was a former quarterback. He's known for coaching quarterbacks. I mean, heck, he got Carson Palmer out of retirement and turned him back into an All-Pro. So I would think that he can, Arians and Tampa and Brady are gonna, you know, I think they'll have a pretty good year and hey, thank God, is the AFC East up for grabs this year?
Yes. Totally.
The first time in
20. Yep. Get an extra playoff check. Oh, wait. Aren't they making guys play an extra game and they don't get more money?
No, they are getting more money. No, they're getting more money. They're getting more money. No one's playing
That's a different discussion, our new CBA.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. They can smoke, though, Gino. I don't know about that, but I heard they can.
Yeah, no more testing for pot.
It's a positive for some guys. They backed up the pension. So if you made three season, you get vested. So you get a pension. They bumped all the guys that are around my age to a minimum of 500 for a season or something like that. The one thing that they did it at the cost. If you were on full disability, you just got I think up to 30 grand taken out of your pocket a year. And if you're permanently totally disabled, so. That's I don't think that's a very good trade-off. You're permanently disabled to make some other guys eligible for a pension, but that's me.
Don't take it up with us. So he had nothing to do with it.
No. I'm just saying there are positives and negatives in the whole thing. So.
Hello, it's Channing Crowder, Miami Dolphins. Yeah, 52.
Gino doesn't like what y'all just did. So we got to do something about it.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner.
I want to know, are you guys on Comrex Accesses at your house? Is that what you're doing?
No, we're on a new internet-based system, which I am not at liberty to say.
Oh, okay. And then what do you guys see? Like the shows I do on Sirius, everybody acts like you can't do a show without your co-host right next to you. And on any show I've ever done with Sirius, we do it remote. You just do a little video conference call, and then you can make signs to your co-host when they want to ask a question or.
Yeah, we're not even doing that because we're like Tom Brady and Randy Moss. One quick nod via text, and he knows which route to run.
Oh yeah, that's how it works. You know what though, when you get like a guy that's just a terrible interview, and we all know that there are people you have interviewed that are just terrible, they ain't giving you nothing. And what I used to do when I used to do a show with Jack Root, I would just get up in the middle of the interview and go to the bathroom, and then he wouldn't see me on the video conference, so he realized I was done with my part of the interview.
Yeah, if things go well, I'll give you a if things go poorly, I should say, I'll give you a Mount Rushmore of terrible interviews as this thing continues, as I look for more things to
there
talk about.
Yes, I like that.
Pour one out tonight, Gino, for Tony Romo's. Pour one out tonight.
Pour one out tonight. What would it Bud Light old or Coors Light in the bottle? That was like one of the first places that had Coors Light, down here. I remember when I got to college. So, or you want me to drink bourbon or something?
Oh, well, you must have fell off, Gino. Well, I want you to drink some Funky Buddha, man. That's my
Funky Buddha.
All
right. I'll get some of that. Some of Tank. I gotta get you to try Tank. They're the local guys as well. They're good stuff.
Okay, give it to me, baby. I drink some beer now.
Hey, Chaney, without a strength coach and drinking beer, yeah, it might be a rough few weeks when you go back to practice after this, right?
Bro, Gino, I am garbage right now, man. My little belt, my stomach's hanging over my belt. My wife's talking about me. This corona, man, is killing my sexy. Destroying it.
I've been back. I just wanted to see if you guys were talking any crap about me.
You can work out at home, Channing. You know that, right?
Don't tell my wife, Gino, because the kids and the French onion dip and the wavy Lays, they all just get a hold of me, man.
Oh, you know what? I have noticed that. I go into Publix, and you can't buy toilet paper or paper towels, but there's those damn Cape Cod chips every day in their full stack in there every single day in the grocery store.
So good. All right. We got to let you go. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. Thank you, Gino.
See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.